having the mindfulness of appreciating what you're gaining rather than mourning what you're losing helps to manage those fluctuating emotions.
In this podcast episode, I'm lucky enough to be joined by clinical social worker Wayne Brown, who is giving a great perspective about changing emotions, especially for people like myself who often struggle with a mental health.
Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
So what is toxic positivity? It's the idea that everything is great all the time. None of us live in a Disney or Pixar film. But even in those films, they have conflict.
Talking of Pixar films, one of the films I really enjoyed, I think it's called Inside Out. And it was, I love that film. It really resonated with me. And it really changed how I viewed sadness and happiness. I think there's a scene when the imaginary toy loses something. And it's actually sadness that manages. Yeah, as you said, toxic positivity doesn't help. Pretending that not acknowledging your sadness for something you've lost doesn't work.
In our household, we are so excited for Inside Out 2, which is coming out this summer. Not that this is a plug, not them being paid for the plug, but in our house and in the house of most of my friends who are also mental health counselors, we are desperately excited for that second movie. And in the new movie, they introduce new emotions because the child is now an adolescent.
Right.
And so it introduces anxiety, depression. I forgot the other emotions that came up, but there was a whole new range of emotions that were expressed as Riley got into her teenage years. One thing that I found interesting in the trailer that my middle child noticed was that during the trailer, in the middle of the trailer, they were talking about bottling up the emotions, and all those four core emotions were in this glass jar. And then in a later scene in the trailer, the only emotion that was not with those first emotions was the sadness emotion. So it's very interesting to me, and I'm so excited to see how they manage with this adolescent to express the challenges of being in middle and high school, being in sports, of gaining acceptance from peers, of gaining acceptance from people that we might not see eye to eye with.
I'm sure there's lots of adults who have gone to see Inside Out and are probably watching it with their children and having massive penny drop moments and thinking, oh my goodness, that suddenly makes so much sense. But it does. It's kind of just the idea that actually some of my most joyful moments were following some of my saddest moments. But you have to have that to work. Otherwise, if you don't have sadness, what is happiness? It doesn't.
Exactly. I like to joke with my clients that sadness ends and so does happiness. That if you're always sad, that's one diagnosis. But if you're always up, that's a different diagnosis.
Yeah.
So kind of treating your emotions like the weather, no matter how nice a day it is today, eventually we're going to have a not nice day, and we don't curse the bad weather. We manage it.
Yeah, that's really nice. I really like that. I've never heard emotions described that way, but that's really, it really resonates. And it's, yeah, you're right. And actually, if you had sunshine all the time, I lived in Australia for a year where it is sunny all the time. I miss the fluctuations of the rain and the wind, and too much of any one thing is not a good thing.
Correct. I live in a city that gets all four seasons, sometimes in the same day.
Yeah.
And it's every season brings its own unique opportunities. Yeah, I love during the snow taking my kids out and throwing snowballs or climbing up snow pile hills or what have you. My youngest right now is on a field trip to a nature preserve. And this morning was a rainy, cool day.
Yeah.
So I said, why don't you put on your boots? So that way, when you get a little muddy today, your socks aren't soaked. And that brings its own fun.
You appreciate the weather when it's cold and wet, when you can get warm and dry. It's, you need those things to appreciate stuff. You're like, I suddenly really appreciate dry shoes. Or
my favorite part about shoveling the snow on the sidewalk is coming inside and sitting on the couch by the fire.
Yep. Having had some exercise, having achieved a job. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Buffalo, New York. My home is literally an 8-minute drive to Canada. Anytime you hear about the snow in our part of the world, it's usually hitting us.
Because New York can be very cold, can't it?
New York City gets very cold and no snow. Buffalo gets more temperate temperatures, but all the snow, because we're right under the wind of Canada. So when it comes down, it pulls the snow sitting off of Lake Erie and drops it right on our head. It offers us a unique opportunity to really appreciate how things are constantly changing. And can it be too cold for too long and it gets annoying? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are those days where I'm like, oh, another super cold day. And it gets annoying. But like you said, if it's too hot too many days in a row, I have a nice garden in the backyard that becomes looking a lot less nice during long days or summer. When you have the rain and the sun, the tomatoes are huge and delicious. When you have only the sun, it's great for pool weather. So everything is give and take. And having the mindfulness of appreciating what you're gaining rather than mourning what you're losing helps to manage those fluctuating emotions.
I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you're going through or have gone through a mental health issue and you found a way to make your life slightly easier and you want to share that story, please contact me. And I know it's a massive ask because no one's got any spare time, but I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.